Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank God for what He is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we do know that He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we thank God for the opportunity, for the privilege He has given us again today to stand on the gap and to intercede and encourage each other. So we are just grateful. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement, for there is power in agreement. And we know that it's not just ourselves, because we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are on our side, and a three-chord is stronger than a single chord. So we are excited with what God is doing. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. Because we know there are some who went to sleep last night and they did not make it. And there are some who woke up early this morning and were on their way somewhere, but they did not make it. They ran into an accident. But we are here, and we know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by your Spirit. It is by your grace, the grace that is sufficient for us. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you. We pray, Father, that you forgive us of all and any sins that we have done that is not pleasing to you, whether by thought or by deed. I pray, Father God, that our sins be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, and they will not be remembered no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you give us a forgiving heart, Lord, that we learn from you, because you forgave us and you loved us before we knew you, Lord. So we pray, Father God, that we let go any unforgiveness, anyone we have been holding hostage in our hearts, whether it just happened recently, whether it has been a while, regardless of how a while it is, whether it's a week, a month, a year or more, we just pray, Father God, that we do not want our prayers to be hindered. We let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's where the accuser of the saints will not have anything he can accuse us of. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you as you continue to encourage us, Father, that we continue to be strong and encourage us, Father, that we do not be frightened. We do not be dismayed at all, for we know that you are with us, Father. Wherever we go, wherever we are, because you are an omnipresent God. You are everywhere, Father. You are here, there, and everywhere else, omnipresent God. So we thank you, Father God, for your presence. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we do know that it is your presence that breaks the yoke, your anointing that breaks the yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Because you said, Father, in your word, and you honor your word, Father, you said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And you do not give as the world gives. because worldly peace and worldly love is conditional. They tell us you do this, then we can do that for you. We see it all the time. Yes, but that it is very conditional. But your love and your peace, Father God, it surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we lift up your banner this morning, Father, because you are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner, our everlasting God. Yes, our everlasting Father. We thank you. You are our defender. You are the defender of those who are weak, who cannot defend themselves. You are the father to the fatherless. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning as we call you Yahweh. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, because we know greater is you who is in us than he who is against us. So if no weapon that is formed against us that will prosper, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, because if you are before us, Father, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? If you are on our side, we are more than conquerors, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we pursue you and persevere. Yes, that we do not get weary in doing good, Father, that we continue to please you regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our surroundings, Father, because we know, Father God, that you in due season we will reap as we continue to seek your kingdom first, and that all these other things be added unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we thank you, Father God. We honor you for those who are sick in their bodies, because you are our healer, Lord. You heal all manner of diseases. For Lord Jesus, yes, you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our sins and all our iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Father God, that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, whether it is emotional, whether it is physical, whether it's a mental, whether it's a spiritual, or even financial, Father. Yes, we thank you that you touch all areas of our lives. We continue to believe for healing and salvation and deliverance of our loved ones, Father. Those who do not know you, those who are still bound, that every yoke be broken, regardless of what the yoke is, whether it's addiction, whether it's any kind of demon, depression or anxiety or any frustration and stress, because there is a lot of in life that can frustrate and put people in bad position emotionally, depression, and some they even become suicidal, and some have taken their lives. So this morning, Father God, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, we speak life, we decree and declare life, abundant life, to our loved ones and those who do not know you, our brothers and sisters out there. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We rebuke this suicidal spirit, and some are just getting depressed. I was talking with someone earlier this week. This is the first year, the first holiday season without her mother. She lost her mother last year, and there are so many who are in that condition where they have lost their loved ones the year before or a few years, and some it has been a long time, but they seem not to be able to shake this feeling and this depression. So we come against you, spirit of anxiety and depression, in the mighty name of Jesus, you spirit of anxiousness. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you give our loved ones and those who are in this state the renewing of their minds and trusting you and depending on you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And put a melody, put a song in their hearts, Father. Yes, that when they praise you, that the spirit of depression flees from them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some is just the financial issues that they are putting them in this position, in this status that is not right. So I pray, Father God, for wisdom, that we'll be good stewards of the blessings and the finances you give us. And some, they just need a door be opened, Father. Yes, because we know silver and gold belongs to you. The earth and the fullness therefore belongs to you. That you open doors, Father, for your children. And some, just to open up ideas, good ideas to obtain wealth, Father. Be entrepreneurs, start businesses in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you continue to restore families, Father, putting families back together, especially this holiday season when they gather together, that you fill us with love and celebrate life and celebrate you, Lord, and celebrate each other in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for restoring, yes, families, Father God. I honor you, Lord, anything and everything that has something to do with us, Father, all areas of our lives, all systems of our lives. Yes, our education system, our health system, our workforce system, our housing system, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all the rules and regulations and policies and procedures, even the price tags, Father, will act on our favor, will be charged on our behalf, on our favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your love. Yes, the love that covers a multitude of sins in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for restoring even the church, that we do what you have called us to do. And our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom and to obey your command, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, this is the command you gave us, that we love each other and love one another just as you have loved us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that the people, the world will know that we belong to you. We are your disciples in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for lifting all the burdens, Father, whatever is on your children's hearts. These intercessors, they give and give and give of themselves and stand on the gap and intercede for others. So this morning, Father God, I speak a blessing on each and every one of us, Father, that you do good to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us the desires of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus, and make whatever is crooked in our lives straight, and smoothening all the rough places in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won, and we are victorious in you, and we seal this breakthrough, we seal this blessing with the blood of Jesus, that it is permanent, and the enemy cannot steal from us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And good morning, everybody. We thank God and we appreciate each and every one of you being here this morning at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So before we open the lines to acknowledge who's here, and give you an opportunity to give your testimony or a prayer request. I'm going to share the word of God with you. This has been burning on my spirit this whole week. So I'm going to share with you really quick. And I would like to believe by now, each and every one of us have a notebook. If you have not yet invested to purchase a notebook, even just a small composition book, I saw them a couple of weeks ago at Walmart. They were 50 cents a piece. You can get those composition books and get yourself two or three and pass them up and start writing your notes. You don't have to purchase a very expensive book, but you need to have a notebook. We are being, God is just smiling on us and giving us favor. We are receiving really good teaching here and scriptures that we will need, and keep them in your back pocket on your notebook, not just to write them in the morning and not go back to them, but go back and visit. We have had a wonderful, wonderful time here, even this week. Our God is not disappointing us. We are moving from glory to glory. It is getting sweeter and sweeter, better and better. As my grandchild said the other day, gooder is so gooder and gooder is not a word, but we can make it a word because we are progressing in God. Amen, amen. So I would encourage you to grab a piece of paper. I'm going to give you some more scriptures on top of what we have already received this week. And you write them down, and I will encourage you to revisit and read. And you will get a revelation. I do believe and I pray that God will give you a personal tailored revelation when you read the scriptures. And it doesn't matter how many times you have read them before, but each time he never stopped to amaze me. The scriptures he has given me this week, it's like brand new. I was so excited. I started my dance. I have been lagging on my dance in the mornings or evenings and pray my worship songs. And I have reignited that, and I just enjoy it. And even my Fitbit is testifying because I'm putting so many steps. I'm like, oh, I'm putting so many, because I'm getting those little ribbons they send you and those little whatever. I mean, I know it's not real, but it is encouraging. And before I share the word, I wanted to share something the other day when I believe it was Pastor Darlene, and she said, anything you want to share that you are doing, whether it's your church or whatever, and I have developed a habit each time I get in, I mute my phone because I'm working and I do not want to have the background noise. So when people were talking and I was talking, but I had my phone muted, I didn't realize, and that time passed me by, but I wanted to share this really quick before I get to the word. It's something we are doing at my place of worship at my church, and it's a fast. The fast is fasting any other beverage you take, whether it's iced tea, whether it's Coke, it's Pepsi, or it's maybe a glass of wine at night, or whatever you take, but you do not take that for 3 days. All you drink is water, with targeting to drink at least a gallon of water in a day. You don't have to if you can't, but I have noticed the more I drink water is the more I want it. So just 3 days, and it has been a witness. I've been doing it for 2 weeks. This is my third week. I have been doing it, and the other day I was at Walmart picking up a few vegetables, and I was checking out, and this lady walked to me, and she said, you know, I could not stop looking at your face. Your face is glowing. Your skin looks so good. What do you use? And I'm like, no, and today I just put a cap on my head, and I didn't even put any makeup. And she said, your skin is so beautiful. So that encouraged me. And I did share with her that I'm just drinking water, and, of course, I use Kefir cream to put on my face. But at that particular day, I did not even have makeup. And I just got in my car, pulled my mirror and looked at myself, and I praised God. I said, thank you, God. Because when you drink water, it cleanses you, because you use the bathroom more than you usually do, and it cleanses you. It takes all the toxins off your skin, and it's an inside-out cleansing. So I thought I can share that with you if anyone wants to get started, and, you know, just take a few days. And you can eat whatever you want, but you do not drink whatever you want, just to drink water. And that is good. And this is cold season. We need to stay hydrated. These are the times most people, believe it or not, statistics say during the winter season, most people stay dehydrated. Even the emergency room, people, they see majority of them are dehydrated because it is cold and people pursue, you know, warmer drinks and whatever, and they don't drink enough water. So I thought I would share that with you. Amen, amen. So let us go to the word of God. Hallelujah. I am excited. You can hear it from my voice, I believe. And you can, if my heart has a zipper, I would allow you to open and zip my heart and see how excited I am. I am just enjoying what God is doing in this body of Christ. So this week, our scripture reading coming from the book of Job chapter 36, verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That was our scripture, or is our scripture of the week. So when I got this scripture and I tied it together with what our theme of this month of prayer, when we were praying and fasting, you know, saying those things that are not as though they are. And this scripture says, if they obey and save him, they shall their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. And I do know one thing: when someone is in prosperity and is enjoying themselves or in the years of pleasure, they seem to speak positive and praising and enjoying and dancing. And I said, thank you, Lord. And it fits perfectly because this is a month of Thanksgiving. For one reason or another, on Thanksgiving Day, it doesn't matter you are an atheist, a Satanist, a Buddhist, or whatever, a Christian, whoever, the whole world will take a moment to give thanks. Some, they give thanks to a God they do not even love, to a God they do not even worship. But we as Christians, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. That day we are giving thanks even to a God whom we know, the God whom we worship. And if we know that we give thanks unto the Lord. So the Lord has been ministering to me that in all, anyone, as we are enjoying and obeying and serving God, we also need to give praise and give thanks to him, for every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we need to talk about thanksgiving. And I said this is really perfect because this is a Thanksgiving weekend, this weekend before our Thanksgiving. So we are preparing. I see people, I mean, when you see them at the grocery stores, they have piled their baskets filled with food and things and some decorations. When you drive around, I don't know about your neighborhood, but people have already put their Thanksgiving things and, you know, already celebrating. So it is a will of God for us to talk about Thanksgiving, to give thanks unto him. And my first scripture is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Let's read 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So giving thanks, praising God, it is a will of God. It's God's desire for his people to give thanks to him in everything, in the good, the bad, the in-between, all the ugly. We give thanks to God. We praise him. It is another weapon we use to fight the enemy. And as we praise God, the spirit of heaviness flees from us. So, and our God, he inhabits in the praises of his people. Inhabitant means that's where he stays, that's where he lives. The more you praise him, the more his presence is there, regardless of what is going on. So we give thanks unto him for this is his will. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. There is a will that can be done by God, but there is also a will that is fulfilled by man, that is fulfilled by you and I, and thanksgiving is one of them. When we give thanks to God, we are fulfilling the will of God for giving him thanks, because it is his will. But to fulfill that God's will is for us to put into action and give thanks to God. What happens if man does not give thanks to God, if man is not thankfulness? I am reminded of the story of these 10 lepers. It's in the book of Luke chapter 17. But we're going to just read, focus on verses 15 through 17. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? So we all know this story about those 10 lepers, the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed, and he cleansed from from this leprosy that was attacking their bodies. And leprosy is not a glamorous disease. I mean, leprosy is bad. Where I come from, they actually build a hospital for lepers way out in the country, in the boondocks. I mean, there is only one narrow road to go there and come back, and people will just go and drop you there. It's like a facility, you know, where they take people and just to keep them out away from, because it is a contagious disease. It, when you get yourself exposed to someone with leprosy, it can also attack you. But in this particular chapter, this is what happens when people do not give thanks to God. So Jesus healed these 10 lepers, and he was expecting, you know, when this one leper came back, and when he came back, he glorified God at a loud voice. You know, when you are thankful and you are enjoying, you are happy with prosperity, and you are enjoying the years of pleasure, you don't do it gently and softly. No, you do it loud and you are excited. So this one of the lepers came back. I'm just paraphrasing this story so I can get you to see my point here. And one of them came back. And when he came back and he's making noises and he's praising God and enjoying and thanking Jesus, and the Bible says he fell on his face on the feet of Jesus and giving thanks to him. And that's verse 16. And this man, he was not even one of the Jews, but he was a Samaritan. We know what Samaritans are. Remember, we also have the story of the Good Samaritan, where the priests and the people who were expected to help this person who was murdered and injured, they walked away, but this Samaritan came and helped him. And now these lepers were healed. I don't know what, you know, what other Samaritans who they were, but this one who came back was also a Samaritan. But what Jesus said was, you know, when this man fell on Jesus' feet and on his face and praising him, and Jesus asked it, and he said, where are they? Were they not 10 people who were healed? Where are the 9? To me, it looks like Jesus expected these people to come back and give thanks to him and give thanks to God, because that is his will. That God is will for us to give thanks to him, to honor him, to praise him, to appreciate him. So Jesus was expecting an appreciation. Just imagine yourself, you have a cousin, a niece, a nephew, you help them out, maybe they are in college, you send them, you know, $25 or $50 gift cards for them to spend in college. And if you don't hear from them and say thank you, how do you feel? You know, you'll be expecting, you know, for that niece or nephew to say thank you, auntie, or your sister, your brother, to say thank you when you help them. You know, this is something we had to learn also as Christians. I'm going to kind of divert myself here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even when we sow our seed, we don't just sow a seed anyhow. We name it. We are expecting to reap. You know, that was an old teaching. Before I understood the word of God, I would just give and give and give and give without even expecting any return. But now that I understand as a sower, as a sower, when they go to the field, whether it's a drought season or not, when they put their seed on the ground, they are expecting a harvest. The same with us. When we give, when we sow a seed, we are expecting a harvest. We are expecting a return. Even in the word of God, there is a scripture that says when you give even to the poor, because they are poor or they are not Christians or whatever, any charity organization you give, you are lending to the Lord. When you look even our government system, they have a line item in your tax return where they ask you, what have you contributed to the charity organization, because you can deduct it to lower your taxes or whatever. So there is expectation when you give. Even Jesus himself, when he healed these 10 lepers, he was expecting a praise. He was expecting an appreciation. That's why when this man came back, this one leper, and he worshipped him, he fell on his face and giving thanks to him. What Jesus said is, were they not 10 who were healed, who were cleansed? And where are the 9? Because he was expecting them. Heaven's will, that God expects us to give thanks when he heals us, when he delivers us, when he gives us life. Because there are people who went to sleep last night. They did not wake up. We are here. We are awake. We have sound coming out of our voices. We have words coming out of us. We are moving. We are doing. He expects us to give thanks unto him. That's why we encourage each other, even on this platform, that when you wake up in the morning, give thanks unto the Lord. Praise him. Appreciate him. There is power in thanksgiving. It opens the windows, the faucets of miracles. It opens the realms, the roads, the highways of miracles to come your way. We can see that even on John 11, verse 41. When you read the whole chapter of John, chapter 11 at the beginning, I don't know what chapter it starts, but it has a story of Lazarus, when Lazarus was, when he got sick, died, and Jesus resurrected him. That's on verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man, meaning Lazarus, was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So this is the beginning of Jesus' prayer. Remember Lazarus, he got sick and he died, and he, Mary and Martha, his sisters, they cried out on Jesus and said, now it's too late. You have showed up. It's too late. He is dead. It has been 4 days. Now is for him in the grave. But the first thing Jesus said after he ordered people to take away the stone that was on his grave, Jesus said, Father, I thank you. He started by thanking his Father. He was thankful. We know Jesus is God, is part of Trinity. He is God the Son. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that he is Trinity. He's part of Trinity. But he did not take it robbery. He still thanked God. He started by saying, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So Jesus did not just resurrect Lazarus from the dead, but he gave thanks to God first. That's what I want us to pull out of this chapter or this scripture. You can read the whole story and you will see what happened. Because giving thanks, there is power in giving thanks, in praising God. Miracles follow. Because we know that Lazarus was raised from the dead, but the first thing Jesus did was to give thanks. When we give thanks unto our Lord, answering, and he's, even Jesus said, you know, I know you answer me. You heard me before. You answered me before. How many things have God done for us? We can count our blessings. We have a lot to give thanks to. And right here we can see that Jesus, he sees, you know, Lazarus is in the grave, he's dead, but Jesus started by giving thanks and saying those things that are not as though they are. He already giving thanks to God, saying that, I know you heard me before and you are going to hear me today. And his target, his intention was for Lazarus to be raised from the dead. That's what he wanted. But he started by giving thanks and saying those things that are not as though they are. And it was not anything imaginary there. It was not anything like a trick or magic, but it was a miracle when he finally called Lazarus to come out, and he came out. He was alive. So when we give thanks to the Lord, giving thanks, praising God, opens the doors of miracles. It is an opportunity for us to say those things that are not as though they are. We can also see that on John chapter 6, John chapter 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves. This is the story of the two fish and five loaves when Jesus fed the congregation, all these people. And verse 11, it says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. So here on this story, I'm just paraphrasing. On chapter 6, we can see that Jesus, he saw the need. He saw that there is a lot of people. When you read the story, the disciples were already actually saying, let us send these people home so that they can go and get themselves something to eat. And Jesus said, no. And there was this boy with two fish and five loaves of bread. Just imagine feeding thousands and thousands of people, a family of five or seven. You know, a loaf of bread sometimes do not go any far unless you have other things. You know, you have your eggs, you have your bacon, you have your grease or something else. But if it is just two fish and five loaves, and you have, and these loaves are not like big loaves. We are talking about our big loaves where they are like, what, 14, 15 slices of bread. I don't know how many slices of bread are in a loaf. I'm just making it up. But anyway, they do not go further to feed 5,000, 50,000. These are just a lot of people to feed. So we can see right here what I want us to pull out of here is that Jesus gave things to God. He said things that are not as though they are. He first gave thanks to God for these two fish and the 5 loaves of bread. And that after giving thanks, that's when he distributed, broke the bread and distributed, gave it to his disciples. And his disciples saved the people. And they were fed, and there were some leftovers. So there is power in giving thanks. As we are giving thanks to God and appreciating him, miracles follow. And we have an opportunity to say those things that are not as though they are as we praise God. It will take us on another level. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am just getting back to that story of those 9 lepers. The only one, I mean, those 10 lepers, and there is one who came back. Remember, after Jesus had asked and said, where are the other 9? But after he had finished talking to this on that one leper, when you read, you find out Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. This was the only leper, the one who showed up, had another level of blessing. All of them, 10 of them were healed from leprosy, and they went their way. One came back. This one who came back, Jesus said to him after he questioned, where are the other 9? You know, were they not 10 who were healed? Where are the rest? But on this one particular one, after he had questioned, he turned to him and he said, your faith has made you whole. Meaning that when we come back to God after he has done, because he does good things for us all the time. Miracles happen all the time. This is what separates us from the rest of the world. There is a scripture in the Bible that says God, when it rains, he rains in the fields, in the gardens of the sinners and the unbelievers. He puts rain and water and waters everyone, whether you believe or you don't. But what separates us is with us who believe, we go back to him. And we give thanks to him, we honor him, we reverence him. And when we do that, we get another level of blessing. Like what happened to this one leper when he came back. He said, your faith has made you whole. Now that's where the wholeness comes. This is where the separation of how we handle issues when we give thanks to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I had not seen that. That just came right now. This is just fresh. We thank God for his revelation. So giving thanks give us on another level, whether it's spiritual, mental, emotional, or whatever. But that's what separates us from those people who too get healed, but they do not give thanks. Who too get jobs, you know, you ask for a job, and now you get this nice, good-paying job. You don't even give your tithe. You don't even give your offerings because you are not giving thanks. But when you give thanks and praise him and appreciate God, it separates you. It makes us whole. So what is required for thanksgiving is to open doors of miracles. That's what I have shared with you, that believing, surely Jesus could not just, just say, raise this Lazarus from the dead, not believing. So we can see that he believed. So we still need to believe. We still need to have faith. We don't just say words coming out of our voice boxes or out of our mouth, empty words, but we have to believe. We have to trust God for that. And another scripture I want to share with you as we come to the closing so that we can open our lines and give us an opportunity to give thanks. It's 2 Chronicles 20:22. So now when they began to sing and praise God, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and the Moab and the Mount Seir who had come against the Judah. This story, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it talks about how the children of God, how Judah was victorious. You know, when they were victorious and they defeated their enemies only by praising, you know, just by praising God and walking and just praising God. We know when we praise God, when the walls of Jericho fell. So I'm just paraphrasing here. You go and read the book of Second Chronicles. And there are two things that I just want to share with you we see that there is power in praise. There is power in giving thanks. It brings victory to some battles. You know, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have done this and that and the other. It's time to shift gears and give thanks and praise God. Praise is a powerful weapon. It is a weapon by itself. Whatever battle you are facing, sometimes when we just praise God, you know, you are overwhelmed with a situation. You are so anxious and frustrated with a situation. When you just praise God, it releases you emotionally. It releases you mentally. Even your body will line up, because sometimes when you get so much frustrated and anxious and anxiety, it tightens up your body. That's where some of these cancerous diseases start attacking our bodies, because of the blood flow is not flowing well because we are so anxious. So when we praise God, it's not just to release the heavens, it's just to pleases God. It's not just the will of God, but it also blesses us. It releases stuff, and it provokes God. It just touches, you know, our God. So let us be intentional and praise God and thank God. So I spent a lot of time this week in Psalms. I will encourage you to go to the book of Psalms. I'll give you just a few more scriptures in the book of Psalms. And these ones we are not going to read. They are all the praises of King David as he was praising God. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 7. Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31. Psalm 95, verse 1 through 7. Psalm 34, they are not in any order. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6. And Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. And then Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3. And Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out the lands from the east, from the and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. All give thanks unto the Lord." So the lines are open. We're going to give thanks unto the Lord. We all have something to be thankful for. Let us count our blessings. We, you and I, we know every day is a day of thanksgiving. Not only on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. So the lines are open, my brothers and sisters. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Even sometimes you don't know how to do it, or you don't know where to start, just open your Bible in the book of Psalms and just start reading it out loud, giving thanks unto the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry. I'm just reading the book of Psalms right now. So give thanks unto God. Yes, we
Doing great and awesome things each and every day. So we're grateful today for word that you shared with us. We do appreciate that. So we are near the top of the hour, and we're grateful that God has just blessed us to be able to take this, what we've heard today and all the things that we've heard this week. If you missed any days, if you want to go back and review or hear what was said earlier this week, you may call me, text me, or whatever, and I can give you the link or the phone number to dial in and listen to the information once again. So as we are leaving, I'm going to just say a prayer, and I just thank you, Lord, today for just everybody who's here, all the sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for Apostle Horsley, Evangelist Wonderman, oh God. We thank you for our Sister Gladys, Sister Marie, oh God, Sister Mary, oh God, our Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Chris, oh God, our Sister Linda T, oh God, Linda D, oh God, our Sister Grace, oh God, Sister Teresa, oh God, Sister Sheila, Lord Jesus, our Sister Lucinda, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for just blessing each one name by name, oh God. You know each name, oh God. You know who we are, God. If I miss the name, Lord, Lord, it's because I may not just have remembered that name. But we thank you, Lord, today for each and every sister and brother, all of our families, oh God, how you're blessing the families and you're healing bodies and you're saving souls and making people everywhere whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise you today, oh God, because you are doing such wonderful things, oh God, and you're giving us strength, oh God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for this nation, oh God, how you're healing this nation, oh God, regardless of what we see, oh God. We know we keep the faith, oh God. We believe, oh God, that things are changing for the better, oh God. We do realize and recognize that you build a fence around us, oh God, and you put those angels around us, oh God, and the angels go with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for Sister Yvonne and Sister Lewis, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing each of our sisters and brothers in Christ, oh God. Those who we may not have heard in a while, those who were here in the beginning, those who will be there in the future, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we just pray and cover all of our family members, oh, God, that as they go out, oh, God, and as they come in, oh, God, that they're protected, oh, God, even in their sin, oh, God, that you give them a chance, oh, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, today that because of you, oh, God, we are still here, oh, God, and you're giving opportunities, oh, God, for the backslider to return to you, God, every prodigal son and daughter returning to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, oh, God, financial need, oh, God, some people need finances, oh, God, some people need blessings in the courtroom, oh, God, so we pray for that today, oh, God. Sickness in the bodies are being destroyed, oh, God, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh, God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, so we decree and declare healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Maki Lashutur Makulele Mastita, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you right now. We resist you, devil, and you flee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory, oh God. We rejoice today, and I say again, we rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are the one who gives us the victory. So we thank you for that this morning, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah, and everyone have a wonderful day today and the rest of the weekend. And as we're leaving, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we are rejecting those words because we don't want them to come to pass, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, whether it be a witch, a warlock, or a wizard who has tried to put a spell on us. We reject those demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that we have been given power to get wealth, and the Lord puts us in a wealthy place in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the lender and no longer the borrower in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody be blessed. I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, your foes, and loving people into the kingdom, because that is what is needed, people to come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.